Some 160 Santa Cruz Metro bus drivers, represented by the United Transportation Union Local 23, have been negotiating the terms of their contract since April. Their latest contract expired in July, and continued talks have reached a stalemate. Various levels of pressure by union drivers, including pickets, work slowdowns, and a threatened strike, have so far failed to produce a deal. Bus driver Bonnie Moore, chair of United Transportation Union Local 23, lays out the main issues in the dispute.
It has to deal with medical and hours or work rules that the district is trying to impose that would basically cut our pay and wages.
Management wants to burden workers with increased medical costs, says Moore.
Our families are paying $413.90 a month for family medical. And come January 1, we will be paying an additional 9.11% on top of that. So, you know, it's going to go up to an additional, it's about $80 additional.
At their August meeting, Metro's board of directors voted to unilaterally impose what they call their last, best, and final offer, which they claim would lower medical rates for employees with dependents. But other issues aren't agreeable with union negotiators. Metro drivers' salaries start at about $34,000 a year, with step increases up to $51,000 after 6 years. Kim Need, who's been a Metro driver for 6 years, says they're not asking for a raise and are simply trying to maintain their status quo.
That's all it is. It's just keeping what we have. We're not asking for more money. We just want to be able to have a decent life, be able to afford our insurance, keep our retirement, and come to work every day and have a job to work at.
A strike is the last resort, she contends. To pressure the Metro Transit Board, drivers have refused to work overtime, meaning almost 30% of daily bus routes have been cut. Between 12 and 23,000 people ride the Santa Cruz bus system on any given day. While some understand the driver's position, many riders are also frustrated.
You know, it's kind of a catch-22.
Christine Au, who's been riding the Metro buses in Santa Cruz for 30 years, hopes a strike is avoided. She has no car and says the Metro bus system is her only way to get around.
Well, luckily, you know, I'm within walking distance. It's a long ways. It's about a 45-minute walk. But if it rains, you know, it's no picnic. And, you know, a lot of people aren't going to be happy. But I have to do what I have to do, you know.
18 months ago, Cornelius Wiles was in a car accident which left him paralyzed from the waist down. He uses a wheelchair to get around. Wiles says the driver's demand for health care benefits is a just cause.
But, I mean, it's going to leave people like myself out just stranded as far as no transportation. Just got to come up with alternate transportation if that's what happens. But they're entitled to their opinion, so, hey. I mean, if I was in their situation, I would probably be striking right along with them.
UTU members had threatened to strike September 1st, but that date has been pushed back. A UTU press release says this was done to accommodate riders who rely on the buses as an essential service to get to jobs, doctor's appointments, and pick up first-of-the-month prescriptions. It also buys more time to reach an agreement. UTU negotiators and Metro Transit officials will sit down again with a state mediator on September 6th. If a deal isn't reached, a strike is authorized for September 8th. Again, UTU Chair Bonnie Moore.
Transit District needs to step up to the plate, take care of the workers.
Reporting for Freak Radio Santa Cruz, I'm Vinny Lombardo.